If you're looking for natural ways to help reduce herpes outbreaks, you're definitely not alone. I get asked all the time, what else can I do besides taking antivirals? Or are there any natural supplements that can actually help? So in this episode of Herpes Wellness, I'm going to break down the three most talked about natural options. I'll tell you what each one does, how they can help, and what to look out for if you decide to try them. Hi, I'm Kat Dupree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And for those that are new here, I want to welcome you. And for those that are returning, welcome back. I am so grateful to have all of you here with me today. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, before we dive in, I want to invite you to join our online community by downloading the Herpes Wellness app. There, you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, you could seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for a limited time, anyone who signs up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the connection membership, where you'll have access to a whole bunch of cool features, such as a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, a group chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Now, normally this membership is $19 a month, but you're going to get this access for free for as long as you remain a member. And for those of you that are concerned about privacy, we've got you totally covered. The app icon actually says H Wellness. So if someone happens to see your screen, you won't disclose your status unintentionally. So be sure to join us at Herpes Wellness. The link to download the app for both the App Store and Google Play is in the description box below. Now let's get into it. Supplement number one, a combination of L-lysine and monolaurin. These are often taken together and for really good reason. L-lysine is an amino acid that helps suppress the activity of arginine, another amino acid that the herpes virus uses to replicate. So by slowing down the replication, L-lysine helps to make outbreaks less likely and less intense and easier for your immune system to manage. Now, monolaurin is a compound derived from lauric acid, which is found in coconut oil, of all things. It's known for its antiviral properties and may help break down the lipid envelope that surrounds viruses like herpes. Now, the lipid envelope basically acts like a protective coating, which helps the virus hide from your immune system. Monolaurin may help to break down that protective coating so your body can recognize and fight the virus more effectively. Together, they pack a serious 1-2 punch. Basically, L-lysine helps to block viral replication, while monolaurin may help weaken the virus itself. So if you're someone who gets outbreaks due to stress or weakened immune system, this combo is definitely worth checking out. Supplement number two, oil of oregano. This one is super powerful. I can also pack a punch as well. Oil of oregano contains carvacrol and thymol, two compounds known for their strong antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory properties. Some early research suggests that it may inhibit the herpes virus, especially when used at the first sign of an outbreak. Now, you can find this both in capsule or liquid form. I prefer it in a liquid form, as taking pills for me can be a bit challenging, but I want to warn you, the liquid is super strong. So if you're going to use a liquid, I suggest mixing it with water and then drinking it with a disposable straw, as it helps it to go down much easier. Without a straw, it can burn your lips. Plus, you'll be tasting oil of oregano for quite a while if you don't do it that way. Also, make sure that you follow the dosage carefully and always take it with food so it doesn't irritate your stomach. And number three, black seed oil. This one has been flying under the radar for a while, but people finally seem to be catching on about how helpful it actually is. Black seed oil has been used for centuries in traditional medicine, and it's known for its immune-boosting and anti-inflammatory effects. Some studies suggest that it may help reduce the frequency and severity of outbreaks by keeping your immune system in complete balance. As an extra added bonus, it's also great for your skin, for your digestion, and your overall health. So you're getting more than just herpes support here. Now, there's a lot of talk about using oil of oregano and black seed oil together for a more potent antiviral effect. While anecdotal reports are positive, there's just not enough evidence to say for sure how well they work together. Still, many people swear by this combo, and I use them together too. Just be sure to check with your doctor before trying anything new, especially if you're already taking prescription medications, because supplements may interfere with them. So here's the takeaway. Supplements aren't magic pills, but they can absolutely be used as part of your outbreak prevention toolkit. Everybody is different, so what works for one person may not work the same for someone else. I suggest keeping a journal where you can track your outbreaks, what triggers them, and how your body responds to any supplements you take, and how long your outbreaks last. It's a simple tool, but it can be super helpful in showing you what works and what doesn't. Now, keep in mind, I do use daily antiviral suppressive therapy to help prevent outbreaks and reduce the chance of transmission to my partner. But when I decide to give my body a break from antivirals and I start to feel an outbreak coming on, these products are my go-to. And if you decide to try any of the supplements I've mentioned, I've added links in the description box below to the ones that I've found to be the best out of everything I've tried. Just keep in mind, most supplements need at least a few weeks to show results, so be sure to give them the time they need to see if they work. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you liked today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. And remember to join our free online community by searching for the Herpes Wellness app in the App Store or in Google Play. Or just click the link in the description below to download. And if there are any herpes topics you'd like for me to discuss on the show, please leave it in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.